On Monday's edition of Farm Talk, Mick Kerr caught up with Richard Severson. He's the Minnesota Corn Growers Secretary and got an update on corn and ethanol from central Minnesota.
You're in Clontarf, Minnesota, a tiny little burb there in west central Minnesota.
Yeah, we're a tiny little town here in west central Minnesota. I farm right on the Polk and Swift County line, kind of on in both areas there. And like you said, between Morris and Benson on Highway 9.
This means you have to go to two county FSA offices?
I do. I am really lucky. I just love the personnel in both of the offices I go to. It would be more convenient for me to probably consolidate things in the Benson office. I'm quite a bit closer. But the staff in both offices is just terrific. And the Polk County office is right next to my John Deere dealer. So I usually make a twofer when I head up there.
All righty. Well, tell us a little bit. Now, you're on the Minnesota Corn Growers Board of Directors. Do you hold you have been the secretary. Are you any position this year?
I am still secretary right now, yes.
Okay, super. All right. Well, field condition, soil conditions in your area. I would assume you were in the lucky majority of Minnesotans who got all their corn harvested last fall?
We did get all of our corn harvested. We didn't get all of our fall tillage work done. It was just, we kept going until the ground froze too hard, and then it thawed a little bit, and we did a little more, and we started losing parts off of our tillage tools, and it just was time to quit. So, the harvest got done. I hire a custom operator to do my harvesting. It just works out better for me. I'm a little short on labor, and he brings all the help and the extra tractors and the carts and everything, and the extra trucks beyond my own that we need to get the harvest done in a timely manner. So, but yeah, we got the harvest done. Like I said, we were about 25% prevent plant last year, so we did handle quite a few fewer bushels than we would have in a normal year.
Kind of frustrated. Where does that leave you this spring? Are you poised for maybe some of the same problems?
Maybe. I read on Twitter a couple of weeks ago that the weather just felt different, and it does. Our snow is almost all gone here. It's a bright, sunny day, and we got some rain over the weekend, but not a lot. We are fully saturated. There's no doubt about that. There's water standing in little pools here and there. But I think for the most part, we didn't have near as deep a frost as we did last winter. It wasn't as cold.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.